This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us this morning, we have Goldie Wade and also Sean Brown of the NAACP, and talking about things coming up. In fact, right around the corner, I believe tomorrow, the NAACP is holding a big event. Let's start out talking a little bit about that. What is the big event going on tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow we have the MLK breakfast over at MTSU, James Union Building, where we've been doing that for several years. And most of the time we have it, it's been over James Union Building more than any other places. So we always find that's a good place to have it.
And what all takes place during that annual breakfast?
Well, I'm trying to share pretty much everything I can. I might forget some of them, but first of all, the MLK breakfast is one of our major events that's based on my recollection and some of the ones that have been involved longer than I have. It started way back in the late 60s. And so that's a long way back. So one of the reasons we have the MLK breakfast is because of everybody know what Martin Luther King, how valuable he was, some of the things he did to in the nature of peaceful thing involving civil rights. So basically, what the MLK breakfast is first of all, giving honor to him for all the services that he was responsible for. And it's an opportunity for us to recognize local individuals here in this area. It consists of a special speaker every year, and we recognize back in the 90s, I think it was 1990s, when we added to the MLK breakfast Jerry Anderson Hero Awards. And Jerry Anderson was a local person here in Murfreesboro, and he, what he did, he kind of was what we named the awards, Hero Awards, and Humanitarian Award. Jerry Anderson, back in 1990, lost his life trying to rescue two young men from drowning in Stone River. And after he done such a heroic award, we made that a part of the MLK breakfast. Well, we tried to recognize local individuals that have stand out because of some of the thing they did to help other peoples.
Now, Jerry Anderson, who played in the NFL, this was not the first time he rescued individuals. He had done it before.
Yeah, we found out later on that the thing he did in saving the young, the two boys' life here in the Stone River, he had done something similar. I think when he was attending college out of state, and he had pretty well done pretty much the same act.
And it was like on a winter day or something years ago that he did that first one in college. It was, I remember reading about it years ago, but it was like icy water or something.
Yeah, and one thing about Jerry, you know, he didn't hesitate about pursuing the thing he pursued to save these young boys. You know, it's just in his nature. And Jerry was always active here in Rutherford County. He was a very good athlete, and also a good athlete in college, and went on to play professional football.
Hey, I'm curious, has anyone talked to the boys that were saved here in Murfreesboro in the 90s?
You know, I was just thinking about that about a week ago, and it would be a good idea. I wonder, what are they doing now? I personally have not talked to them in a long time. So
over 30 years ago, I guess.
It's been a long time, from 90 to 2025.
Goldie, did you grow up here in Rutherford County?
I did. I'm a local boy. I grew up here most of my life, and Murfreesboro have grown so much. I was just talking about this morning about all the traffic. I remember you could get it from one side of Murfreesboro to the other in about 15 minutes, but now you can't get out of subdivision in about 15 minutes.
That's right, and there's so many new subdivisions out there, new roads, it's hard to keep up with everything.
That's true.
So what was it like growing up here in Rutherford County for you when you were 10, 11, 12, into your teenage years, being African-American? What was it like back then?
Well, grew up in the rural area. Matter of fact, it's out on what we now call Halls Hill Pike. It's an extension of Greenland. MTSU is expanding out that way. Basically, that's the area that I was born and raised in. It have changed so much. As long as I can remember, we always had a good time, and there was not a whole lot of controversy that I was aware of, because I thought everybody was pretty well the same. We had some good school, good teachers, and good neighbors, and it doesn't matter where your parents was around, your neighbor that was close to you every day, they were just like your parents, so they didn't hesitate to put you on the right road when you needed to be steered in the right direction.
Was racism a problem in Rutherford County back then, or were we one of the few
Yes, it was, but at that particular time, being young and coming up, you don't realize to what extent it is. I can remember about 4 or 5 year old, I was kind of like my father's shadow. Everywhere he went, you know, I always tag along with him. And my father, who later became a minister here in this area for many years, the only time that I saw him upset with me is when we was walking around the local courthouse here. We called it the square. I kind of got away from here for a few minutes. He didn't know where I was, and I was looking for the restroom facility. So I just went to the closest one, and at that particular time, they had separate, you know, restroom, the black and the white. And, you know, being young, that's the last thing I thought about after he found me and everything. And I found out he was upset because he didn't know where I was, but I can look back now and kind of laugh at it because, you know, then nothing serious happened. I didn't know whether I was in the wrong place or not.
When I hear people talk about what Rutherford County was like way back then, it's almost as if our area was shielded in a way. It wasn't as dangerous, it sounds like, when you talk about racism way back then compared to other areas like Mississippi.
No, it wasn't as bad. We had our problems, but not as serious as they were in other places. But even though the problems was there, I imagine, you know, it could have been worse than it really was. But now a whole lot of things have changed. We still have issues every now and then, but it's issues that pretty well happen everywhere because, you know, everybody don't always agree on everything. Basically, we got problems, and problems that's everywhere, but most of the time we can always talk and work through any serious problem.
And then just 30 minutes from Murfreesboro in Nashville back in 1968 or so, there were the Nashville race riots.
Yes.
Which was right down the street.
Yeah. Now it's literally right down the street. You hop on 24, 30 minutes. It's quicker to get to Nashville sometime than get to the other side of Murfreesboro.
It really is. It's funny. It is a lot quicker to get to, let's say, Sam Ridley Parkway, Smyrna, compared to just driving across town in Murfreesboro.
That's correct.
Do you remember those times, like all the way up to 1968, when there were things like protest and riots in places like Nashville?
Yeah, I remember. I was old enough to remember pretty much all the different events that occurred when the issues, what now we call racism problem.
Do you think people today understand how it used to be?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of them do, especially those that have been around for a while. And that's why history is so important. I'm a kind of like a person that like to look back in history, because history is necessary, because it helps you not to get in some of the same problems that you have, you know. If you know your history, then you always try to do better.
Is history properly taught, do you think, for school children out there?
I know that it's still being taught, but really I've heard so many different things that people are trying to change history, which I think if anybody's guilty of trying to change history, even if you don't like what occurred, history teaches you how to do things better. You know, you can't do away with your history. History is what it is.
Yeah.
History keeps you from doing things that, improving on things, you know, that was wrong. So you just can't do away with history because history is there.
It seems like when people start talking about taking away monuments or taking away, you know, some type of sign that represents something from years past, it's almost, or it would be like taking away those struggles and then acting like it didn't happen.
Some things that happen in history can still affect individuals today. Now, like I say, history is important, but some things about history, my thought on that is that history is important even today, but certain things need to be in a particular place. You can preserve it, but sometimes it's better to make sure it's in a special place.
Hey, and Sean Brown also with us this morning. So, Sean, how do you fit into all of this, and how long have you been a part of that MLK breakfast and then the MLK walk here in town?
Okay, so I'm part of the MLK March. I'm actually the MLK March chairman. We started this march 21 years ago. 21 years ago, I used to go to Nashville to march. That's all I ever did. I came to Murfreesboro in 1991 to go to MTSU from Nashville. So, you know, I used to go to the march in Nashville, used to go back and forth. And, you know, one day I was like, hey, well, we got to go to Nashville. We can do something here.
Amen.
And, you know, I thought about it. I talked to some people about it. I talked to the lodge I'm in, Murfreesboro Lodge number 12, Free and Accepted Masons, Prince Hall affiliated, and ran it through them. And, hey, they said they would get behind me. And so we started the march. We started that first year. We had about 80 marchers going down the street. Went down Hancock Street. You know, it's always great to come out and hang out with Goldie because Goldie was the president then. And there from the get-go. And like I said, when we always talk about it, it was about 80 of us walking down the street. And you know, it's grown now to, you know, on great days, sunny days, 500 people going down the street. It's a great thing. We have a new route we have taken the last couple of years. We built year after year. You know, I'm very excited about this year. You know, I just talked about the 500 people. Yeah, it's 500 people when it's 70 degrees outside. Everybody come outside when it's beautiful. Hey, this year is forecasted to be 24. But, you know, I'm always excited about the cold years and when there's a little stuff, precipitation on the ground, because that shows, you know, the people that really want to pay homage and really want to fight for the dream.
And of course, Murfreesboro has grown, I mean, over 100,000 people since the 1990s. So, I mean, we're a big town in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Murfreesboro is doing special census because there's so many people that move here to Murfreesboro. So the growth of it has been tremendous.
It definitely has. Now, Goldie, you were president of NAACP for around 10 years or so. And over those years, what types of changes did you see, you know, even compared to, you know, when you were president to today?
Well, you asked me a difficult question because I've been involved in the NAACP for many years, a long time. I've had so many different offices and so forth. When I originally got really involved in the NAACP, the president at that time was Dwight Oakleton. And I served as first vice president under him, so I was exposed and learned a whole lot from Dwight. And like you said, it's been so many years after I replaced him that I really, it's hard to remember how many years I was actually president. But there was some other individuals that came along and that was a little younger than I, not trying to tell my age or anything, but I always try to inspire them, to encourage them to consider taking some of the lead position so that we could keep the organization active, because, you know, you need to always try to bring younger people around make sure that they understand what the NAACP was all about. And it's not about black and white, it's about civil rights, and try to make sure that everybody get help if they need it, get the rights that's guaranteed them by the Constitution.
Is there still change that needs to be done?
There's always issues that come up. People have asked, what is the significance of the NAACP today? Well, I tell them the mission is the same. Things have got better, but there's always something to come up that challenge your civil rights and other things, right against wrong. So everybody is entitled to somebody helping them if they can't help themselves, in order to make sure that they that their rights are not violated, and that try to do the right thing when the wrong thing is being done. So it's still very significant today. When one of the positions I had over those many years was chairman of legal redress, and every day I went home, I had about 10 or 15 calls on my telephone. Where people was calling because they thought that they had been discriminated against and things were going on at their workplace. So I used to tell people, if you think it's not significant today, just follow me home, because there's still things going on, either intentionally or unintentionally.
In the workplace here in Rutherford County in Tennessee?
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. Not as bad, I don't think, as it was, but every now and then people need to be reminded what the right thing is.
Yeah. And you know, piggybacking on that, you know, we talked about, and like I said, it's always great hanging out with Goldie to hear the history and everything. But, you know, hey, in current days, the young people have their own struggles. You know, they have their own struggles and have their own things they go through. You know, you have to think about the killings of Tamar Rice, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd. And so they have their own things they have to work out that we have to deal with. So there's still work to do.
When you hear about some of the news stories today where there's a fight or a struggle over, you know, do we refer to this person as a him, a her, a they, versus so many years ago when the struggles were much more severe, much deeper meaning behind them, is it hard for you to take that in? I mean, because when you hear about, well, what do we call this person, him, her, they, whatever it may be, versus there were people getting killed over their color, you know, what, not even that long ago, 40 years ago even, it was still happening in some parts of the country.
Yeah, it was. You know, like I said, I'm much younger, so, you know, I can't speak on them times. But, you know, we made advancements. I just feel, you know, there's still advancements to be made, you know. Hey, in some places that there might still be people getting killed over their color today in today's society. So there's always work to be done.
I was thinking on your question, a very good question. And I don't know if you know, but I've been in the ministry for from 35, 40 plus years. And it's one thing, one of the major thing about being a minister and believing in the Word of God is that you can't beat, it's a four-letter word, it's called love, L-O-V-E. And all the time, we got to love to learn each other. So we got to separate, we don't necessarily have to agree with the action. We got to learn to separate the action from the person. We are charged, we are compelled to love one another. You don't have to love the act, but you got to love the person. I'm not saying it's easy. It's a hard thing to do, but it's the right thing to do.
So do you think maybe a lot of the struggles that people have today that they had yesterday all boil down to that one four-letter word? And how do we figure out how to go about, you know, loving and accepting others?
Well, like I said, it's not easy, but really, we don't have, it's just all, I guess it's about your belief and so forth. And I was brought up that you're supposed to to love one another, you know. And like I said, you don't have to agree with the act, but you got to separate the action from the person. You are required to love one another, but you don't have to agree with the act, but you should love the person.
Is, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but let's say, for example, within our school system, are things, our accomplishments of Dr. Martin Luther King, are those being taught at all, and to what degree?
Well, I was also a certified teacher for many years, and I hadn't been in the school arena for a while, and I don't know what's being taught presently in all the schools, but I've heard several times that people were talking about rewriting history, doing away with the history, and certain things wasn't appropriate to teach. But like I say, you can't erase the past. The past keep you from making mistake in the future. So to answer that question, I don't know to what degree your history is being taught, but I'm one of those who believe that the real history, the true history, everything that happened, the young people should know about it because it tells how far we've come, and so. I think that history should be one of the major subjects in our school.
And it's all our job to teach this history, you know, not just the schools. It's all our jobs. You know, that's the importance of the right. march to me. My Uncle Ray Whitaker, my mom, Deborah Randolph, hey, they had me out there, you know, going out and doing things around young, told me the stories that I hear Goldie telling right now. They told me these stories and kept me involved. So it's up to us, you know. The joy of the march to me is the amount of young people that come out and march. Amen. You know, it's a beautiful day. You know, Goldie talks about love. That's what it's a day of, Monday. It's a day of love. We come out, we mingle from 11 to 12. We have a lot of sponsors that sponsor breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's. We sit around, mingle, and talk. And then we start marching at noon. And it's a day of love, you know, all colors, all generations. But the youth is what does it for me. I have a couple youth people that lead stuff. The youth, we have a youth choir, Smithfield District Youth Choir, that leads us in song. They get us down the street. We have a group this year that's going to come in and do a step when we get to Patterson for the program. So, you know, it's a great day. I love to see the youth out there doing their thing. And that's what it's about, giving back and spreading that history to them.
And picking back on what he just said about the youth, that's a very important part of our civilization. I've heard people say the youth is the future, but they are our future, but they're also our present. So that is a very good reason that we who are older should pass things down so they know how important it is for them to keep the things like MLK and his strive, this thing that he went through for us presently to enjoy some of the rights that we didn't have way back when.
And for those who want to be a part of that walk, where does it start? What time do people need to get there?
It starts 11 a.m. Monday. We mingle at Central Magnet School. As I said, there's a whole lot of things out there going on, you know, refreshments and stuff to get you ready. Then there'll be some stuff for sale, nail you and stuff to dedicate to Dr. King. We start marching at 12 noon. We march down Main Street to Middle Tennessee Boulevard to Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard to Patterson Park Community Center. Got a different thing this year, but for the first year we're going inside. It came an opportunity to be able to go inside. 5 years ago we partnered with the city of Murfreesboro, so now it's the Lodge of Murfreesboro partnering on the march. We had the opportunity to go inside. We do like the outside portion of it, but we had the opportunity to go inside. And hey, we're going to go inside this year and have a little brief program. 24 degrees, so that's going to be a great thing that we get to go inside. And, you know, just piggybacking on youth, that's the thing about it. We have put it to where youth are performing. The speech is given by Deshaun Rogers. He's a freshman at MTSU. He's been doing this for about 5 years. That was passed down from adult stuff. Donald Whitmore used to do it. The first person who did it was Kedrick House. And then Donald Whitmore took over, and Donald Whitmore did a great job. But then he, you know, passed it down to Deshaun Rogers, who does a great job. He's been doing it since he was in eighth grade. And so
that's going to be inside Patterson Park where it wraps up.
Yes.
Okay. When you talk about the younger generation, it seems like a lot of the times it's the younger generation that's trying to maybe not delete history, but to change the conversations about history to where maybe topic XYZ is no longer discussed. And next thing you know, if it's not discussed, that means people forget about it. What could you tell the youth to teach them? You know, this is still a relevant and important topic to keep alive.
Well, our younger generation is different these days.
Amen.
I mean, a lot of them, and I'm amazed by them because a lot of them don't see color. You know, hey, their friends, you know, my nephew has an assortment of friends. You know, Deshaun Rogers does speak. He has an assortment of friends. And, you know, they are all friends. They all do stuff for each other. And, you know, they are the leaders. So I give my speech about the youth all the time. Any movement that has moved has started by the youth. You know, hey, Dr. King's life ended at 30, so he was young in his movement. Any movement, you know, the youth have led that movement. I tell people these days, I'll come around and help and do things, but, you know, I like the youth to be leading the movements, and they do a good job. Everything that went on, you know, with the George Floyd days and the pandemic, hey, the youth was involved in that. The youth was out and protesting and with the bullhorns and things, and, you know, they were major in affecting things in this 20th century.
Maybe those who are 40 plus have it a little bit wrong. You know, if those who are from the younger generation don't see color the same way, then maybe there isn't a problem like there used to be.
Well, I would say it's not as big of a problem as it used to be. But believe it or not, there are some people that haven't arrived to that point, not putting emphasis on color. And it's good that nowadays you look at the youth, and as Sean just said, there's a multiple of colors and so forth. They don't see it. If those, I call them, well, I'm trying to think of a better word. I call them, if some of the older people would have already stopped doing that, then it probably would have been a whole lot better, but believe it or not, there are some people who try to make color an issue. So if, like you said, that the in a perfect world, then the younger people wouldn't have to be so important to know that in the real world, everything is not 100% the way it should be. You know, it just don't happen.
And maybe Rutherford County is a little different than a lot of other communities across the country, and maybe we don't have as many problems regarding race, as many problems accepting others as other places do.
I think to some degree that's a good way to think about it, because even like I said, it is not perfect here in Rutherford County. It's not as bad as it have been in other places. One good thing that I've known about this particular era, like I say, I've been here most of my life, is that regardless of what the problem is, most of the time we can sit down and reason together and try to make it better.
Definitely. Again, with us this morning in studio, we have Goldie Wade and Sean Brown, and we've been talking a little bit about the NAACP, events coming up this weekend, the Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast, and the March, and we'll talk more about all of that in just a second, but we have to take a short break. Stay with us. You're tuned to WGNS.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. I mean, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams' place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Miss Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right, it is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
In studio with us this morning, we have Goldie Wade and Sean Brown. And one of the events coming up is going to be tomorrow, and that is the MLK Breakfast. And Goldie, that's an event that is sold out, right?
Yes, and that's a good thing to have.
How many people are going to be a part of that?
Probably slightly over 300 plus.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And that's a sign the event has become real popular, that more people are learning about MLK and the things that he done, because there's always special speeches and so forth, making people memorize some of the good things that he stands for and why he's worthy of his own holiday.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about who is going to be recognized at this year's breakfast?
Like I said, I don't know if I can tell you all of them from memory, but there's going to be a bunch. Since we added, the NAACP have its own awards also. But in addition to that, Jerry Anderson, for what he did back in the 90s, and we made a part of the MLK Breakfast, because a whole lot of his actions and the thing he did was kind of an example of what Martin Luther King stand for. Martin Luther King was about helping other people. It wasn't all about him, about other people. And Anderson paid the ultimate price of giving his life to save somebody else. So that's one of the things we'll be adding, Hero Awards. And later on, we added the Humanitarian Award, all those about helping other people. The local individual will be recognized. I'll just talk about the Hero Awards. We use several individuals. What we do, we put out information allowing anyone that want to recommend someone who qualify for each award for them to notify the NAACP, those who putting the event on. If they have somebody they want to recommend that meet the ultimate definition of the Hero Award, then we take that. And this year, we'll be choosing from all the sheriff department, the city department, and the firemen and so forth, those who have performed an act of bravery that affected individual lives and stuff. So we have several people who have been recommended. So those Hero Award will be coming from those various departments. And the Humanitarian Award will be recognizing people in this area that have gone beyond the call of duty to help other people in various ways. And we will have some special awards. We'll be recognizing individuals in this area for other things. So that's one of the good things about the program itself, the breakfast itself. It's a chance for us to remember that we have heroes and humanitarians in our presence.
And Jerry Anderson, he was an NFL player who died while saving the lives of two young men here in Murfreesboro in the Stones River, just across the street from Riverdale High School.
That's correct.
And then also the MLK March. Sean, tell us, how many people do you expect to be there this year?
I'm expecting, like I said, you'll normally count 500. You may not have 524 degrees. May not have that, but I'm expecting a big number. Over the last 5 years, I've had to cancel twice. We canceled 2 years ago because of weather. Then we had it a year before last, and then last year we had to cancel. It was iced over all over Murfreesboro last year, so we had to cancel. So being the fact that, hey, it's no snow in the forecast, and you know, it'll just be cold. I feel that a lot of people are going to come out because, you know, it's not going to be canceled. We're going to be able to walk down the street. I feel, you know, with it being canceled last year, there's a big build up. We'll get a great turnout.
And the MLK March, that starts at Central Magnet School on East Main, then ends at Patterson Park.
Yeah, start at 12 noon. We start marching right on time at 12 noon.
And that's this coming Monday.
Yes, sir.
And you said try to get out there around 11 or so?
Yeah, get out there 11, enjoy each other, you know, mingle. Hey, it's a fun time. You know, I've learned the great nugget. Again, I always enjoy coming here, being around Goldie, the great nugget we got today. You know, he came throughout the love. You know, it's a day of love. It's a day of love, a day of mingling around before we start marching. You know, maybe a lot less of that because, you know, 24 degrees, some people are going to stay in that car until ready to walk off.
Now, Goldie, is there opportunity for, let's say, a lot of the younger folks out there to be a part of the local NAACP?
Sure. Like I say, it's not about color. It's about those who care about other people. So we have all type of nationalities and colors are members of this organization. We have all kind of membership. We have regular yearly membership. We have life memberships, three or four different kind of life membership, and proud to say that I have a life membership. I guess I've been in it so long. But it don't have to do with colors or anything else. Anybody that want to be around an organization that tries to there, whose mission is to be there to help people. If you really want to know anything about the NAACP, call Sean Smith.
Yes,
sounds good. Again, with us this morning, Goldie Wade and Sean Brown. We appreciate y'all joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to a great weekend.
Local news and national news coming your way next.